That night, she slept better than she had in a long time, and when she woke, it was with hope in her heart. The only thing she was taking with her was the photograph of her mother and the letter. She certainly wasn't going to leave them behind for her landlady, Mrs. Gibbs, to get her dirty hands on. Mary-Kate left the house and started hurrying towards the bridge. As she passed the post office, she heard someone calling her name. She turned around to see the owner running towards her. He had a big grin on his face and he was waving a letter. She had been visiting his shop every month for the past 15 years, and for the past 15 years the answer had always been the same. "Sorry, Miss Ryan, nothing this time. Maybe next month with the help of God." Well, God hadn't been much help over the years, had he? Why did he have to start now when she had a plan? She felt cross. It was too late for a letter. What good would a letter do her now? It would only end up floating away down the Liffey, with her following in its wake. "Do you want to come into the shop and read it?" said the shopkeeper. He looked terribly excited for her, so she smiled at him. "I'll read it at home, but thank you." "I hope it's the news you've been waiting for, Miss Ryan." Had she been waiting for news? She didn't think so. She'd just felt she owed it to her grandfather to fulfill his dying wishes. She walked slowly back to the boarding house in Ginnett's Row, ran up the stairs and sat on the hard bed. She didn't take off her coat as it was freezing in the room. She stared for a long time at the letter in her hand. The writing was beautiful, the eyes topped with complete circles. Above the address was written, "Renson and Renson, Esquires, Solicitors." Her hand was shaking as she opened the envelope and started to read. This was the moment her life changed. When her mother had remembered the baby she had left behind. This was Mary-Kate Ryan's red letter day.